Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And right now, habits are good. As long as we are all practicing the proper social distancing, washing our hands, doing everything that we can to try to alleviate this situation as quickly as possible. I thank all of you that are listening on your local affiliates this morning here at CBS Sports Radio, listening on the radio.com app. I tell you now, download the radio.com app, favorite, put a little heart there on CBS Sports Radio, and you can pull us up anytime that you wish. And Sirius XM 206 is also a great way to do that. I love getting a perspective of someone who is paid to give opinions and paid to share their thoughts. Christine Brennan has been covering the sports world for so long, USA Today columnist, and she joins us now on the John Kincaid Show. But before we start, Christine, we have talked about this before. You probably would never remember it, but you and I met on a plane.
I'm starting to remember. Help me out here.
It was after a Super Bowl. And we were flying home on a plane, and you were in front of me, and Nick Lachey was sitting next to me.
Exactly.
You do remember now.
Of course I do.
Yeah, you remember it because of Nick Lachey, let's be honest.
No, actually, I'm one of those people, I know nothing about anyone. So I think I remember it more because of you, John.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was Super Bowl, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we were flying back from the Giants beating... If I'm not mistaken, it was the Giants beating the Patriots in Phoenix.
I think it was that one. I did a lot of Super Bowls in the 80s and into the 90s, and then didn't do them for a while, and then the
got
last 10
it.
Years or so. So
yeah, so there. I think it was that one. I think it was 2007 or 8.
That wouldn't have been Miami, maybe coming back from the one that we know is the Prince halftime show.
No, because it was short. It wasn't a short trip because I use my miles very judiciously to upgrade. So I upgraded into first class.
Yep.
So I know that it had to be a little bit of a longer flight. May have been, I don't know if it was Indianapolis or something, but you were flying to Atlanta and then having to go somewhere.
There you go.
There you go.
So you know more about my itinerary than I do.
There we go.
I am picturing us upgraded.
Yes.
And absolutely. Yeah. So we've come a long way since then.
Yes.
We can't fly.
Yes.
We can't go anywhere.
Would you be considered a good person to be cooped up with or a bad person?
Probably bad, because I'm not a good cooped up person. So
I'm not either.
Yeah, so for example, I am, of course, I am social distancing, but a friend and neighbor and I went down to the Cherry Blossoms the other day, and I'm in D.C.
How beautiful is it?
And there were some people there, and there were people that were relatively close, but others who were not. In fact, relatively young woman asked me to take a picture of her, and I'm assuming her boyfriend. And she started to hand me her phone, and I said, I don't think we're supposed to do that, big smile. And I used my phone and took the picture, and then several pictures, and then airdropped them to her.
Oh, that's nice. See, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, in that case, I want to be out. I've been walking and hiking in Rock Creek Park, which is the central park of D.C., basically.
Sure.
And running errands and doing all, I'm not good, but I'm trying to be as smart as possible, as we all should, about not getting too close to anyone and not even doing the elbow rub, but the kind of the kick your feet, hello, as opposed to the elbows saying hi.
I was saying earlier today that having a 16-year-old daughter, and last night at the dinner table, I said, this is the first sort of worldwide cataclysmic story that we all get to share experiencing for the first time. whether it's her generation or my generation or whatever, we've never dealt with anything like this in America.
Never.
Where we're really doing it. And I said, it's cool to be able to, if we handle this right and can come through this, it'll be nice to have a shared experience of something to lean on, because she's already talking about, I'm going to tell my kids someday, if you're bored, because we never allow her to say she's bored. or we'll give her something to do. And because our parents did that to us.
Right.
And I say, she goes, I'm going to tell my kids, if they ever say they're bored, I had to be in the house for and go to school from home and things like that.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, this is people are being encouraged, I think, and friends and everyone to do a diary. I do keep a journal. 100 years from now, people are going to be reading those and wondering what everyone in 2020 was doing. And you're right, it's all of us. You know, I heard something interesting, John, the other day, that if there's a hurricane, other, like, firefighters and police and first responders from other states, so let's say it was Katrina in Louisiana.
Right.
Well, my home state of Ohio and so many others could send people, right, could help
right.
out. Well, there's no sending people in this case, because everyone's in it.
Yep.
It's not like, oh, Ohio can say, here, we'll help you out, Louisiana. No, because Ohio needs help too, which is, of course, one of the very scary pieces of this, is that there is no, you know, leaning on someone else. I mean, yes, there is in many ways, but in terms of first responders and the infrastructure, every state is going through this, every country is going through it, or will be going through it. It is extraordinary, and I've never seen anything like it. 9/11 was terrible, and certainly in a different way, but this, the day-in, day-out changes, and the day-in and day-out uncertainty, I think, John, is what really puts this in a category all by itself.
Christine Brennan from USA Today joins us here, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I know that so many of the first responders, especially that I've heard from in this past like week being here, that they've said, you know, you guys help us pass the time. Sports helps us pass the time. And in some ways, I wonder, are we going to find out that we put too much importance on sports? Or are we going to realize that maybe sports is the thing that actually helps people get through their daily grinds and they really need it?
Probably a little bit of both. I do think sports is an amazing escape. And obviously, you and I have lived lives where we know that. People tell us that. People come
right.
up to us and say thank you for that.
Aren't you lucky? Yes, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the story. Thank you for the what you said on TV, blah, blah, blah. So absolutely, that is without a doubt. But, of course, sports is also a mirror of our society and a mirror of what we're going through. And boy, if that isn't the case here, and to lose sports, you know, as I said, I've said several times, and I wrote a column, I don't know, a week or so ago about this, when that NBA news hit that the NBA was suspending its season, that was Wednesday night a week and a half ago, about 9:35 p.m. Eastern time, I was actually with friends out to dinner, and of course we were well aware that things were changing rapidly, but when we all got that alert, the NBA suspending operations, wow.
Yes.
Because I think, in fact, frankly, I think people who were kind of lulled to sleep, weren't paying attention, were listening to the White House say it was a hoax, which, you know, is kind of unbelievable that even happened. And I'm not even saying politically, couldn't care less. I'm just saying, wow, stunning, that those people who were in that mindset, John, all of a sudden, like, whoa, wait a minute, the NBA is stopping? And so sports then became actually this kind of North Star for us, I believe, a bellwether. It was like, oh, a bit of a, you know, a signal, a siren call, whatever you want to say, to go, this is that big of a deal. And I'm sure it got the attention of many people who up to that point had not been paying much attention.
It's a are you hopeful or believing that we will see NBA playoffs? That we will see Major League Baseball maybe by early summer, things like that. Where are you on the meter right now? And I know you're working the phones. I know you're talking to people.
Yes,
in all these
sports. Olympics in particular.
Sure.
And I was able to break a story the other day about USA Swimming sending a letter to the CEO of U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, Sarah Hirschland, and the board chair, Suzanne Lyons, about saying they wanted to postpone the USA Swimming. And USA Track and Field has done that as well. You know, I'm going to answer with the best answer I can give you, and you know me pretty well, and I think any
yeah.
of your listeners who've read me or seen me over the years, I don't equivocate. I give you, you know, exactly what I think. We'll never pull punches, you know, never. But I truly, we do not know. And I would have thought, like Memorial Day, remember we were hearing that for Major League Baseball. That was a story a week or so ago, I believe. Now we're hearing July, maybe. Is it possible we will not have a baseball season? Is it possible the NBA and NHL will just say, we're not going to start? There is talk. I talked to my colleagues at USA Today, and everyone is doing a terrific job. We're having at 10 o'clock phone calls every morning to plan, and some of the ideas, and my colleagues are just so terrific, and some of the thoughts of what the next story is, especially for sports, where it's just such a different time and obviously no games to cover. Right now, one of the questions was, especially in the South, is it going to take people hearing that college football might be in jeopardy?
And I'm in Atlanta, and I can tell you that would cause turmoil. People right. would just be distraught.
Well, I'm not, by the way, saying that is, of course, the case. I want to make that crystal clear.
Right, exactly.
But if we don't get a handle on this, and when I say we, that's not sports, of course, it's all of us, and it's our leaders, and it's the governors who are doing
sure.
a great job, and everyone. If we don't get a handle on this and get it under control, are we looking at that? That said, I'm an optimist, and we are certainly, over the last few days in China, if we are to believe anything out of China, and I've worked there enough with Olympics and other things to know that...
You're skeptical.
We maybe shouldn't believe anything out of China.
yes.
It is, you know, free speech and freedom of speech and any rights to talk and be honest are still not in play there, and we should never sugarcoat that with China. But if China is, in fact, on the wane, if, in fact, they're not having, if that curve is such that it's been a couple months and they're bouncing back a little bit, flights are coming back to China, I think we know that for a fact. So then maybe that's what we're talking about, maybe. But I think right now for us, just from what I've read and seen, not from any knowledge, obviously, as a journalist, I'm not covering this part
sure.
of the story, it sure looks like we're just going up, up, up right now in terms of our numbers. And, of course, the more we test, the more numbers we'll have. Remember when
Correct.
West Virginia had
yes.
zero and the president was praising West Virginia? Oh, my goodness, they had no testing. You know, the moment they had testing, of course they had numbers. I don't know what happened to intelligence in our country and knowledge and being a little smart. So we've got to, I think, to be smart, you got to say, we don't know. But, boy, I'm so hopeful. I'm so hopeful that things can get back because we are really going to start getting stir-crazy. And that is going to be a tough one psychologically and mental health for so many people.
And economy. And the economy for people who are missing work or who have to, I mean, we have to get people, you know, the best way, but we have to have some short-term pain for some long-term gain.
Oh,
and
the economy.
Really
yeah, I'm a capitalist. You're a
yes,
capitalist.
Yes, exactly. I am, believe me.
Oh, my goodness. I'm all in. It's heartbreaking to see the shops. I tried to go and, you know, pick up the Thai food and, you know, do all the things that I would normally do, but they're hurting, you know.
Sure.
All of us. All of us are in it together in the economy and young people. And my heart breaks for those high school seniors and those college seniors, not only the school play or musical, but
graduations,
all sports.
Things like that. Spring sports.
I mean, I remember my spring, my senior year at high school, Ottawa Hills High School inside of Toledo, Ohio, Northwestern University, spring, my senior, spring quarter senior year at Northwestern. Oh, it's just heartbreaking.
I checked out. I honestly checked out mentally. I had so much fun towards the end of both high school and college. I set it up that it was as easy as possible because I knew that I was going to be so excited about the next chapter.
Well, true.
That I feel terrible for these kids.
That is now,
yes.
Those kids are now locked up
yes.
in their house. Right?
I mean, they can't pull a senior prank at their high school.
Really? Let's get to the important stuff, John.
I want to help the kids at my daughter's high school. She's only a sophomore, but I want to help the kids at my daughter's high school to be able to still pull a senior prank somehow. Even with social distancing, they got to be able to create something.
They got to be able to. Or, you know, the moment we're all let out, watch out for the toilet paper
yes.
in the trees, right?
Oh, not toilet paper. Got to watch that.
I guess
so.
You're right. Maybe, well.
By the way, can I give... Can I give you
yes.
I give you a tip on toilet? Can I give you a tip on toilet paper?
Sure.
Lowe's and Home Depot
mm-hmm.
has plenty of toilet paper.
Well, I don't
like
understand
the stores are sold out. The stores are sold out of toilet paper.
I know.
And you
I
can
know.
Go into Lowe's and Home Depot's, at least in Atlanta, and Lowe's and Home Depot's had toilet paper and paper towels.
Well, this I don't understand. I mean, I do. I'm aware that it's happening, but yes,
I don't get that. I don't understand that.
No, hand sanitizer, I get.
Yes.
Any kind of wipes, I get.
Yes.
Yes. But not
toilet paper. That's unbelievable. Christine, it's been a pleasure catching up, and look forward to talking to you soon.
John, stay safe and well.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Staff and all your listeners, of course.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.